And it's a dismal picture. More rain, more extreme weather, impacts of agriculture, the construction sector, public transportation and consequences for health and life expectancy. All of these, the real life consequences of climate change. It's already delivered 50 days of health threatening temperatures around the world last year, and extreme drought has affected 48% of the global land area. These stark findings are set out in the latest Lancet Countdown report on health and climate change. It's time for governments, they say, to stop paying lip service and stop fueling the fire of this growing crisis. Karen Morrissey is Professor of Environment and Marine Economics at the University of Galway, and she's one of the authors of this report. Professor Morrissey, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to be talking later in the programme about torrential rain and flash floods in southeastern Spain that is being reported this morning to have left 13 people dead. Is this another real life example of what this report is talking about?
Completely. The flash flooding is a result of the incredible drought that we saw throughout the summer. So the ground is incredibly, incredibly dry. So we have this paradox where we need the rain, but the rain, when it comes, it's absolutely useless to us because it's just runoff. So what we can expect in, particularly in southern Europe, is a lot more of these flash floods due to drought. Unfortunately, what we're going to see in Ireland is a lot more floods in general, but floods because the land is so saturated.
And that heavy rain and flooding in Ireland that you say is still to come will have a profound impact on agriculture and a knock-on effect on food security and on health.
This is my main concern, actually, is that not just because Irish farmers are going to be impacted, of course, we do want to support Irish farming, but our food chain is completely global. So it's the fact that this is a global crisis means that when Irish farming is going to be impacted, it doesn't mean that we can source from other areas. So within our lifetime, we are going to see major food insecurity. This isn't about not having access to our fancy aubergines and courgettes. This is about not having access to the nutrients we require to be healthy.
And you say within our lifetime. How do we stop it? Can we stop it? We have plans. We have legislation. We have targets.
Yes.
What's
the
more that can be done?
Oh, gosh, we need action. Come on. we have paid enough lip service to this. But I do want to make this actually very, very clear. I'm involved in this report because I'm still optimistic. We are now living with climate change. There is no doubt about that. However, we can mitigate the worst of it. We need governments to, national at the international level, to really start to put climate change and the impact of climate change on our economies, on our health at this in center stage.
And as I started talking to you, we were talking about 13 dead in Spain. We are now talking about 51 dead in eastern Spain, flash floods.
Yes, and this is it. And this is, I say to people, okay, this is in Bangladesh. We're not going to see thousands of people die due to flash floodings. But actually, we will see people in Europe die because of this. And this is inexplicable. Like, we would have thought that we would have built our economies, our infrastructure, past the point of something like flooding. But we're not. We're not immune.
We keep being told time is running out, but what time is left?
It's hard. Time has run out on stopping climate change. We are now living with climate change. The question now is how much we can get done to ensure that our children and our grandchildren are not going to suffer malnutrition, food insecurity, huge livelihood uncertainty because, for example, you know, you just can't work in the extreme weather or both hot and cold. Every part of our life is going to be impacted.
Stark warnings this morning, Karen Morrissey.
Yes, unfortunately.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Professor Karen Morrissey.